morning, Rabbi Isai. Thanks for your consideration while I was able to get on. So let's go into a very important sugya today, this week, which comes up in Daf Mem Gimel, but reverberates throughout Masechtas Ksubos, and that is the question of when the Chiyuv Ksuba is Chal. When does the Chiyuv to pay the Ksuba Chal? Is it Chal immediately when the obligation in the Suin is entered into? Or no, since it's only paid in the case of Nisalim or Nisgarsha, is the Chiyuv to pay only Masko then? The Achronim, Mishenu HaRashayim, and Achronim say that this is embedded in this sugi and Daf Mem Gimel. Let's learn the Gemara. See of a Girsha, see of a Nisar Malah, Machlekes Tanoim. Ksubasa Shalah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. In the Mishnah, my entire.
Sorry, Rabbi, where is it? Where is it?
Amid Bays in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Amaris is Bitai Vigirsha, Irsav Nisar Malak, Zubasa Shalai. If somebody was Ma'aris, Isha is his daughter, as is his right, and then she became either a Grusha or an Nisar or an Amana, the Ksuba belongs to the father. Isia Vigirsha, Isia Nisar Malak, Zubasa Shalah. Rabbi Daimar, Rishaina Shalav. We have Blake's Tanaim here, a fundamental Machaikis, and Uda says, Amr Lai, Rabbana Setem, Meshehesia, Ein Leavia, Rishus, Ba. Fundamental Machlaikas Tanayim, whether or not a father who was Macy, his daughter, and then she was this guy from this Armala, who is Zaycha with the Kesef of the Ksuba? Does it belong to the father or does it belong to the daughter? Amuda holds that the father is Zaycha, and Rabbana hold the Bas is Zaycha. Gemara asks, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara goes on to an Arishas, Amiram, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Dar Matavayu, Hayel Mishas, Yerusin, Erisin, Zacha, Bahena Avi, never loses discourse. So the Achrenim are Niskasha in the Svaris of the two to Dodim. Now Yeshua says, the Gemara asks, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. Tellingly, the Gemara does not ask, my time in Rabbanon, it's mashma that the svaris is the Rabbanon makes a lot of sense. The Rabbanon taka makes a lot of sense. Why? The Rabbanon is saying the bas is zaychabai. Because how can a father get it? And only Rabbi Yehuda's time requires a explanation. Why? Because the svar of the Rabbanon is that a father cannot be zaycha in the kesef of the ksuba. The chiyuv of the ksuba, explains the Pnei Yeshua, is only devolves, only begins when there's misa gerishin, which is a trigger for the ksuba. At that point, misa and gerishin, she was already out of Rishus Av, say the Rabbanon, the money belongs to her. Because the chiyuv of the ksuba is only chal when the actions that trigger it, aka misa or gerishin, happen. There's no chiyuv whatsoever from the shas of the erisin, and therefore the money belongs according to Rabbanan to the bas. That makes perfect sense. By time in Rabbi Yehuda. So the problem is, this is not muskam by all rishonim and achrayim. And therefore, we're going to have to see what the svaras are. Again, the Pnei Yeshua is medayik, but the Gemara asks only my time, Rabbi Yehuda. because the Rabbanon is muvad. The Rabbanon svar is the ksuba cannot be nigva klal michayim, only misha almanas is garish. And at that point, was kvar yatsa mishisa avay day nisui. Other achrayim say that chitas rabbisein or rishayim is taka tolin nismachlaikis. The base mayor says, if you look in the rush in Perik Afopi, which we'll get to soon, you'll see the rush holds the chiv to pay the ksuba is not chal mishas nisuim. It's only mishas misa ogerishin. Kisfaras rabbein up ne yeshua. Midachisa the kutur says that the ksuba is a shtar chayv. And you, the baal is mishayiv miyad mishas nisuim. But it's a shtar chayv which cannot be paid off yet. And the only time the chayv needs to be paid off is if there is in this almana or in this garsha. See from this tour, not like the Pnei Yeshua. The tour holds that the chiv of ksuba is chal, and the baal, miyad, mishas, nisuin. Just the ability to collect it. This man gavia is only l'achar's man, mishas, miso, gerishin. And it seems not 100% clear, of course. Rarely is it so clear, but it seems that this is shitas Abeinu Rambam. Let's see the Torah inside on page 48. Mesa Baal B'chai Ishtai. Please scroll it quickly. Page 48. Ay Shagirsha Goyvek Subasa. Ha Leif Aval Leikoid. Af Mishak Subi Kamay Shtar Chayv. Eina Nigvis B'chol Eis Elak Shetis Almon Otis Garesh. With this Garesh, a Leis Kimel, and Nitzak Subasa Lechas. So once the Gershon takes place, Tara was very clear. We want all relations cut off. Totally, she takes the money, and she is now a free woman, and she is no longer connected to him in any way. Rabbeinu, Agadol, Baal Ayel Seshachar, Marin Rav Steinman, Marinu Rabbeinu was an Arichas and say for Ayel Seshachar, to be by chiyach that the chiyu of the ksuba is chal miyad nisuin, like shita sator and shita saramam, and not only when miso gerishin. The chiyu of the ksuba is chal miyad, which of course raises the question: my time Rabbi Yehuda was chal miyad, then it should go to the yad. Why is it time of Rabbi Yehuda that? In such a case, Av that was Macy's Vitae, it goes to the Av. But my son, Shas Chalaiski Vaksuba, she was ready yet to Mershustai. So, what is time Rabbi Yehuda? We are back to the Gemara's Kasha, my time Rabbi Yehuda. So, basically, Rabbi say we have a fundamental machlaikas in the Yachrainim and in the Rishainim as to when the Chiyav the Ksuba is Chal. Is it Chal Miyad? Or is it only Chal when the actual trigger with the Maisa happens? This is actually nistapek very clearly, rarely, by Rabbeinu Chazanish. The Chazanish is nistapek in Siman Nun Vav when the chiyuv of Ksuba is chal. In order to save place, we're going to see the Chazanish Mikli Sheni here on page 50. I'm a Chazanish. Davi Hasofek, the central Chakira. When is the chi of the ksuba chal? Is it chal right away with a tanai that you have to pay it under the triggers? Oh no! I dikish yugreshena ayamos as chal chi of ksuba tlofize ein klal chiyuv. Rav Steinman says several problems with this. He says, Makamacha, we were made here, and how is it possible to sell the Taivus and the Ksuba? There's no Chiyav Klal, Stav Shalai, Baal Ha'ilam, and how could he possibly Zeicha this? He refers to the Rush. In Al Kapanim, we see that there is a fundamental Machlaikas Achrayim in this. The Ayal Seshachar brings Rias to Shitas HaTur and the Rambam that the Chiyav of the Ksuba is Chal Miyad. The Chazanish in Siman Nun Vav says, I'm going to bring you a Raya Muchrachas to one of the Siddadim of Chakira, or Rabbi Yisrael Chazner says, he says, the fact that most Rishonim hold that a Isha is Yachol to be Moichel on the Ksuba while she's married. And Isha, somehow, she's a wealthy woman. She has a lot of Nechzim Alug. For whatever reason, she was trying to find Chayin Be'ene Balea. She decided to announce that she's Moichel to Ksuba. So, many Rishonim say she has the ability to do that. The problem with that is, obviously, several technical problems with that. First of all, Chayretz being Chavla Chrina, she's taking away money possibly from the Yarshim. But besides that, the obvious kasha is that this does not jive with one of the major principles of Hilchais, please put it back on, of Hilchais Cheshen Mishpat, that you cannot effectuate any kind of chalais in a davar shalei ba la'ilam. So how is it possible that in such a case, if the chiyuv of the ksuba is chal only later, how could you be mindful of something which doesn't exist? Rav Naftali also has a arichas in the chachira. His angle that he comes from it is, he says, like the Pnei Yeshua, that the chiyuv is chal only later, b'shas misa gerishin. And he says, I'll bring you a ride to this from Shitas Rashi and Daf Nun Zayin. Rashi holds that Isha cannot be Michael the Ksuba while she is Nesua. If you want, let's see the Rashi Miklisheni here. A lot of material, so our editor is limited to parts that we need here on page 53. Naftali sends out Kira. And then, if he refers to the Gemara and Zion, can I ask what happened here to the screen sharing?
I had issues with one network. I changed to a second network. So I'm in the second network right now. Gamzum Lutelva.
Should I try to show mine instead? Maybe have a more stable connection.
Yeah, I don't know. So let's, should be discussed off line here, but if you have no bad connection to Rev Jeff, could you take over? Is that possible?
Yeah, I could try to bring it up. Unless Rev Pesach is. Yeah.
Okay. So here
it's
you
not up.
And that's good now. Maybe if you have any problems.
Says Rav Naftali, Vikasha. If you have a star chayv from anybody who owes you money, you can happily go be meichelit. Why can't you be meichelit ksuba? Why can't you meichelit ksuba? And Rashi says, on the right side, first Rashi, you're in the wrong place. We're on page 53. Can we move to page 53? It seems that there are issues here. I don't know if it's a psych bandwidth.
It's on 53. It'll take a second.
I can't hear you, Pesach. Rabbi Sai, we have to straighten this out here. I'm going to page 53. Okay, so there, in the middle of that keta, brings the Rashi. Shkvar zachsa v'imirasa lachlamu elim kain kaisav shayver his kabalti. This we are dayik that if she was machla balpet leklum. The shaila is why mechila doesn't help. Why does mechila help? So l'chayra shitis Rashi here should be according to Rav Tali that Aisha cannot be meichel on the ksuba. Without lay this, you wouldn't be able to be Meichel Niksuba. So Naftali tells Vekhakir on the bottom of page 54, Achat al achat kamishin ben shetach, shetiknu da ksuba, tingvi mishasasun yesh lachkar. If Mishas Nesu and paid 54. Yes, Chiyuv Gomor, Bahava Olav Ata Chiyuv Gomor, El Shizman Hapirain Legia Achetis Alman Oitis Garesh, top of the column, El Oy Efsher. The Achshav Einol of Chiyuv Klal, El Adin Ksuba. Rain Shay Nas Olav Din, Dintis Alman Garesh, Eden Ksuba. So I'm telling you, she tells back to two sides of the Chakira. Is the pshat is there's a chi of gomer now, but the like any star there's a gvia date on the star, which means there's an expiration date on the milva. At that point, you have to be gaiva, or no, really achshav there's no chi of klal, but the din ksuba, which becomes a din to this almond is garish, the giver the ksuba. Panda pnei Yeshua, he says t'much lehedya. That the ksuba, even after the takana leidam l'shtar shar chayiv, the ata ein kan ela din ksuba. There's no actual chiyuv. There's only a din ksuba. So, what's the possible nafkuminis? In Chedushei Harav Ruben Grozovsky, he brings a machlekes an achrayim in the following scenario: an isha was suspected of being mizana. If she's Mizana, she by definition loses her suba. But we don't know. So she's Safek Zinsa. And there's a din and dvar. He tines you are Mizana. Since there's no Saita process, we have no way of being Mivar this. There are no Edim. And she tines Loi Zinsa. And therefore she's entitled to the Ksuba. The Baal by definition. Is a Shema? Is any Adea? How could he know? He wasn't there. But he tightens that and he suspects she was Zinsa and she should lose the Ksuba. Says Reuven, this seems to be a Machlaikis and Achrainim, which is rooted in the Chesh Mishnah Machlaikis. If a person says, I, as a Nitva, says, Eini Adea im Neschayafti, I don't remember borrowing money from you at all. And that's why he claims that the chiyuv was never chal. So to hear. And a ksuba, if the chiyuv ksuba was never chal, then he is putter to pay because there was no chiyuv. He was never chal under circumstances and there was no previous chiyuv. So that's one group of achrayim. They hold it is similar. It's such a case of suffix zinsa. We're not sure she was Mizana. The Baal tain is, I'm not sure, but I suspect. The Isha tain is, I don't know. Ain't you a day of Nischayafti? And therefore, there's no Chiyav Ksuba, and the Pater can't, the Baal wins because he's part of the pay. He says, I never agreed to this. The other tzad holds that it's dame to a different type of construct where the Leva is moida that there was a loan, but he says, I think I paid you off. Any day in Pratich. So there's two any days here. In the first scenario, it's any day in Mischayafti. And in the second scenario, is any day in Pratich. And I think everybody understands the nafkamina between the two tzedadim. Any day in Mischayafti means I don't know if I ever owe you anything. Any day in Pratich, there. We agree that there was a trigger alva, just I can't remember if I paid you back. Says Reb Reuven, this template of Machlekes Achrayim Legabe, Hilchai Stein Venitin, should be a Machlekes here too. If I go according to the first Zad, then it's I don't even know if the Chuksum was Chal at all. So it's similar analytically to Eini Adam Nischayafti. And if I hold that the ksuba was already chal b'shas nesuin, then it's already ayinani a day in praticha. Maybe I paid you back. That is the analytical dimyon to this question of when the chi of the ksuba is chal. This part we can see inside. And then we will close with the third mahala, which is alluded to in Bracha l'shas, Reb Chaim Brisker, followed up by other of his talmidim. So in the Chidush Arubin in the beginning of Simin Aleph from Ksubis, he says, in the Sugya of Pesach Pesuach that we learned a few months ago, he says that Gemara Shtal Zavek, Taisa says that you can't be mafster the Isha the Ksuba through a Svek Sveka. How do we know that? Because in a case where the Taina Az Mishur Astani, then Nasti, so the Gemara says this is similar to the Machlekes Rav Yehuda Rav Yeshua and Rav Gamliel. We're asked the Kasha, maybe she was Mizana Tachtov Al Karchak Baratzai Al Karchak Mishum. So maybe she should be Mizana Tachtov on page 56. It's a Svek Sveka. Ask the Achronim, why is that control on top of the column? Top of the column, left column. Hikcha Achronim, the suffix in Sabaratzai. What's the story here? He owes her the ksuba. If she was mizana baratzain, then arguably the ksuba is paid off. He doesn't have to pay. If he was mechuyev and she was mizana, if I hold that the ksuba is chal miyad b'shas nesuin, so the chiyuv was chal, she was mizana. Basically, that's analytically akin to the ksuba being paid off. He doesn't have to pay anymore. He paid up. That's similar to L'chaira. It should be an Eidid Ampreticha. The Chiyav was Vadai. He married her. The suffix was whether she was Mizana or not. And therefore she's not Mafsid, the Ksuba, and this is one Mahalach and the Achrayim. Now this is dependent on the fact that the Chiyav was already Chal. Once the Chiyav was already Chal, a suffix Zitzah can't take it away from her. Other chayim hold nishtazay. The tumim in Simon Ayin Hay. The tumim in Simon Ayin Hay says, no, it's similar to the Taisus Rilla, Ksuv Mishas Misa, Gershom Mishayev, Kaida Misa, Ainu Bar Chiva. We were on page 56. Just hold it there, please. The previous page, we were still there. Tira tells Zeb Batumim, Shiashla Matisis Real and Ksubim Bishas Misa, I garish from his chayyab. Kaida Misa ain't a bar chayyub, la mikra chayyubadai. Says the Tumim Cain, in the case of our situation of suffix zinsa, it's ain't a yedea emnis chayyafti, and not like the previous Rhine and Rav Shif and others, and the flow also has svaris, which seems to indicate. So we have machlekes achronim by say in the scenario of safek zinsa, meaning an isha that got married. It was clearly ksuba written. Now the shaila is, an isha has a safek zinsa. She says she was mizana, and therefore I should get the ksuba. The baal is any idea. So we have machlekes achronim tin ram shif. And on one side, and the Tumim and others on the other side, whether it's Daima to any Adam Nischayafti, because that's only Ksubu Devachal. So I don't know. Maybe you Mizana, therefore there's no Chiyuv. And therefore the Baal Tain is his Pater. It was never a Chiyuv. Now you Mizana, or maybe you Mizana, but I never owed you any money. So any Adam Nischayafti. How could I know if I was Mechuyuv to you? Because if you Mizana, during Mishasta, the Nisuin, I never was entered into the Chiyuv of the Ksuba at all, because I never had a Chiyuv Chalais Ksuba, according to the Sadne Achrayim. And therefore, I'm Pater. The other Achrayim, Tumim and others hold, no, the Chiyuv was Chal. So therefore, the question now is, now you should be Pater, because she was Mizana. That's any day in Praticha, and he has to bring a Raya Mukhrachas that he paid it off, because the Chiyuv of the Ksuba was Suin, and therefore, too bad on the Baal, unless he has a Raya Mechrakas that she was in fact Mizana, and then he can claim back that he doesn't have to pay the Ksuba. Chaim Brisker says this Chakira in very short language on page 57. Achrayin Maxim, the Eshtirais Bechir Ksuba. The Mekam Aduchti Muchach, Tlainit Neksuba, Ligvais Mechayim. I know Rakhla didn't know Ligvais of Lechiv Chalmiyad Nesun. There is a Chiv. So we have a steering. Omar Grach. The chiyuv ksuba hu begeder chayiv al chayiv. Chayiv has a new mahalach. He says the chiyuv ksuba is a chayiv al chayiv. Really, in this time, we are in the suin. But you're not. The chayiv mamain is only a chiyuv of a chayiv. And the chiyuv of mamain is not daim al chayim. A new hagdara from Rab Chaim that there's no chiyuv ksuba. They don't cash chiyuv. But we have a offsetting halacha here in the Achrayim. Many bring rias that there is a chiyuv or not a chiyuv. Rav Chaim comes up with the teretz to make peace between all the parties and says the chiyuv of ksuba vadas chal mishas. Too many rias to that. That's why she could be Michael. And that's why it's any day only, any day in particular. Not in this chiyafti. But the chavta, the chiyuv of ksuba, is not a chiyuv to pay cash, which is in most cases of a chiyuv of chalvois moment. The chemtza is like a chayiv al a chayiv. The Baal has a chayiv now that la'achar zman, kishiyamos, or he'll be mgarish ishtai, he'll be schayiv, the kesem of the ksuba. Rab Shimon goes with the shita of Rab Chaim that it's a chayiv al a chayiv, with a little bit of a beer here, which we'll close with. Nira bebir adavar. That's a b'shalai. Nabashmach Nurim. The Ksuba have a Moihar. The Yisayid of Ksuba is Meir Apsulais. And he brings Rias from Oynes and Boshes Begam, etc. However, Aval Ksuba Shazmanu L'Kshnasa L'Acher, on the bottom right, U'Mekaidam L'Kishum Z'Chus. After Goyim Mizman Nimikara, U'Rak Z'Chus Shibin L'Chosim, He's expanding the Lashon Rav Chaim. And it brings rise from the fact of who is Zaycha in the Knesset. Therefore, he says that, similar to Rav Chaim, that it is a Chayv ala Chayv. Let's see here how Rav Rambam explains this in Sefer Torah Shmuel on page 60. He goes through the two tzedadim and the achrayim when the chiyuv is chal ksuba. He brings the Rishayim and the Rambam, the tour, and he goes into the Pnei Yeshua, the afla. On page 60, he says mitzad sheni ikarais chiyuv is chad shracha akamisus abal, and he cites the Rav Naftali. And Lashon of the Ktais at the bottom, he says, Rav Chaim is Vart. I'm a Chdush HaGrasha, Eivim HaChrem Yeshtir, Chiyuv Ksuba, etc. The custom is that Lashon, Chiyuv Ksuba, beget a Chiyuv Shal Chayuv. Not a Chiyuv of cash, but a Chiyuv of a Chayuv. Then it's a Chayuv Yad Nesuit. It's Chal right away. And then a Chiyuv Mamayt, it's not a Chiyuv of cash, it's a Chiyuv of a Chayuv. I'm entering into a Chiyuv of a Chayuv to a Chayuv. So what is it? He says, Rebbe Shmuel says the same thing. Mitzarek mir geder davar. The afshak kavana deschus lekabel chayiv. Deschus to be lekabel chayiv. Let's sum up here, Rabbi Sai. We have a machlekes, which seems to start with a machlekes tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim in a case where there was nisam and nisgaritz. Who gets the ksuba? That the Gemara wants to know that in the machlekes in Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Abba Zeichabai, and the Gemara asks, my time in Yehuda, says Mishu, it's Mashmat, the Rabbanan, who hold the Basa Zeicha, it is more Pashut. And the Shaila only is, why would Rabbi Yehuda hold that our father is Zeicha? Says the Mishu, the Pshat and the Rabbanan is that the reason why the Av can't be Zeichin in the Kesu Ksuba because the Chiv to pay the Ksuba is not Chal on the Baal till Shas Misa and Gerishin. And Shas Misa and Gerishin, he's totally, the father is totally out of the picture. This turns out to be a Machlekes in the Rishayim and then the Echrayim. The Beis Meir says the Rush holds that the Chiv to pay the Ksuba is not Chal Mashas Asu and only Achaz Man. The tour holds, no, the ksuba is like a shtar chayv and yimuchuy miyad, that this man parad is only triggered, conditioned on this alma, lane's garsha. It's muchach that the tour holds, and the Rambam holds, not like the Pnei Yeshua Svara in The Machlek Sin of Yehuda Chachamim, Shteiman says the same, Chaznish says the same. Chaznish brings a raya from, Shteiman asks a kasha from various halachais, which don't have time to go right into now, you can see it. Chaznish asks a shayla from Bechila, if the chiv is chal only b'shas misa, how could the isha be moichol b'ksuba b'shas her married life? The Naftali tells avek these two tzedadim of the chakira bringing a raya taka, the shittas Rashi is that the isha cannot be moichol b'ksuba. Second nafkamina brings a ruven in the suffix zinsa. And there the shayla is whether it's in the gather of any yodam praticha, in which case you're mechuyav, or any day mischayavti, in which case you're potter, and that would depend on when the chiyav ksuba starts. If the chiyav ksuba starts right away, so the baal mechuyav, you want to say, you don't want to pay, bring a riot. It was vadeis nus, otherwise any day praticha. Going to those shintas at the chiyav ksuba only starts later, and the baal says, I didn't enter into the whole thing, because you mezana before the gerishin, then I'm off the hook, and the chiyuv never started. Reb Chaim says there's too many riots on both sides to say either way, and therefore it's a chiyuv on a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to have a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to schus to have some sort of a chiyuv. Lam Shavart, which is tzarah chiyuv, which I'll let you think about and take a look at the way Reb Shimon explains Reb Chaim's mahalach. Okay, Rabbi Sai, Adkan. Next week we'll go on to another Gishmak Kesugim Mesechta Ksubas. Thank you for listening to the Biur of the Shaila when the Ksuba is Chal. Thank you to my colleagues for enabling this. Shir Yashukachem.